Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann, jumping right in this morning.
Hey there, good morning once again. Here we are again.
Here we are again. Something we started several years ago, Dave, talking about history. You are the ultimate history buff yourself.
Well, I'm a student of history. You know, I think a lot of historians would say that you can never know everything about a given subject or history in general. So there's always something new out there.
But I put together this list.
Educated me.
Well, yeah, but I put together this list, and I don't share with you in advance. You like the spontaneity,
yeah.
And this stuff just rolls off the top of your head, which is amazing to me. I got to grab my Funkin' Wagnalls. You know what I'm saying?
Being a nerd.
We are both geeks, my friend. Both geeks, my friends.
We're all geeks about something.
That is true. That is absolutely true. Well, here's what we have this week. 1865, President Abraham Lincoln shot by John Wilkes Booth at Ford Theater. And I was just, you know, anytime I hear about that, I know this sounds terrible. This is my connection. But I think about Don Rickles on The Tonight Show. And there were people in the audience sitting in the main rows and then up top in the balcony. And he told a joke that he got booed about. And he said, "Keep it down in the balcony or Lincoln's going to get it."
Oh, oh man.
I know. Bennett's rolling his eyes. Bennett and I are actually going to Vegas today to go interview Rickles tonight backstage at the Orleans Casino.
Oh, that you've been working on this a long time.
See, I knew so. You knew. Yeah, it's been a couple years actually doing that, and so very, very excited that we're not gonna. You know, he's 90. He's gonna be 90.
Wow.
So we're gonna spend just a little time with him and share some fun clips and all that good stuff. So
that's see if he remembers when my family and I were at Lake Tahoe in 1970.
I'll bring that up.
Us waving from the way up in the last seats in the balcony.
Do you remember, what were you wearing, Dave? Just so I could remind him.
You know, I don't remember, but it was my parents and myself and my cousin and his parents. So there were six of us that went to a place in Lake Tahoe.
Wow.
And it was awesome. I mean, dinner and then the show. A singer by the name of Hal Frazier came out.
Wow.
Was the opener for Rickles. And then he just took over. It had to have been upwards of 90 minutes of him just walking back and forth on that stage.
I think I've seen him, and I was trying to count and try to find, you know, all my dates. It might have been about 12, 13, 14 times I've seen him already. And I've seen him in Vegas. I've seen him in Atlantic City. I think the first time I saw him was at a private event for Donnelly Stevens in Rosemont for some fundraiser for his campaign.
Oh, okay.
And they hired Don to come in this small little ballroom, and he just insulted people for an hour. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. So looking forward to that tonight.
That'll be great.
That'll be just great. We're going to air that, actually. We're going to hold on to it. We're going to put together a nice little package and air it on his birthday, which is 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now. It's first week of May.
Good.
Yeah, so it'll be fun.
90 years.
1894, the first public showing of Thomas Edison's Kinetoscope, which was his first moving pictures device. 1902, James Cash Penny opened his first store. It was called the Golden Rule, now operates 1,100 stores. 1910, President Taft is the first to throw out a baseball at a baseball game. He was the first president to throw out the first pitch.
Did you also know that he was perhaps the only president who also served on the Supreme Court?
I did not know that.
Yeah?
I did not know that.
William Howard Taft.
I did not know that. All right, this is a little something for you. 1912, the Titanic sinks at 2:27 a.m. off of Newfoundland as the band plays on, and this was April 15th. And we have got a couple of interesting clips here. One is from obviously years ago with a Titanic survivor. Her name was Edith Russell. She was a first-class passenger. Let's take a listen.
And now let's take up the story from survivors of the Titanic themselves. First of all, an American passenger, Miss Edith Russell, traveling first class. Where were you just before it happened, Miss Russell?
In the library. The steward had just called out, 11:30, lights out. So I gave him a few letters to post in the morning. Told him I'd pay for the stamps, picked up a book and walked forward to my stateroom, which was on the same deck, A11. As I got in my stateroom, I switched on the electric light, And I noticed a slight jar, followed immediately by a second one and a third one, which was quite strong enough to make me hold on to the bedpost. The boat came to a full stop. I walked forward to my window and saw a grayish-white mass drifting by. Very much surprised, and decided to take my fur coat and go out on deck and see what it was all about. Well, when I got out on deck, I noticed the gentleman standing by the rail and several people in a large, again, this grayish mass. I said, what on earth is that? That? Well, madam, that's a lifeboat. That's an iceberg. Iceberg? Because I've always wanted to see one of those things since I was a child. Well, you're seeing a corker now. There's 1/8 above the water and 7/8 below. And believe me, that's some iceberg. So, after that, we picked up bits of ice, played snowballs for a little while, and it was very, very cold. I asked one of the officers if there was any danger. He said no, and I went back to bed.
Simple as that. No danger as far as you were concerned.
Wow. Pretty fascinating.
Isn't
to have
that
type
something?
Of footage. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Crazy. Now, most of the 700 survivors were women and children, obviously. A number of notable American and British citizens died in the tragedy, including British journalist William Thomas Stead, and heirs to the Strauss, Astor, and Guggenheim fortunes also perished in the Titanic. 1925, the first regular season Cubs game was broadcast on WGN Radio on April 14th.
Wouldn't it be great to have some sound from that game itself?
Yeah, yeah. And who was calling it? We were in and out of the Cubs in the early
Quinn
days.
Ryan
it
days.
Might have been. Yeah, yeah, it might have been. But we didn't carry the Cubs consistently until the 1940s. I mean, it kind of bounced around a little bit.
It did.
We were one of the
it
stations.
Did. Yeah. And I think, certainly in the television age, you know, right from the get-go, WGN-TV.
Yeah. Sure.
And then from the 50s on, of course, Jack Brickhouse and Vince Lloyd did radio.
Vince Lloyd, who should be in the Walk of Fame.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Lou Boudreau. Right. Lou Boudreau. Yeah, you betcha. 1934, Shirley Temple appeared in her first movie, Stand Up and Cheer. 1938, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd debut on the big screen. And this is actually the theme to the Ray Rayner Show also, my friend. This was Daffy started 133 shorts. Behind Bugs at 166 and Porky Pig's 159.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's
Mel Blanc was a very busy man.
He was a very busy man at that time. Jack Benny Show, all those radio shows
as well.
Oh, that's
right, on Jack Benny.
Oh, yeah, he did that as well, yeah. 1948, the ABC television network began. 1955, Ray Kroc starts McDonald's chain of fast food restaurants. Let's listen to a classic commercial.
Believes in getting food.
Dave, I see you dancing. Nice work.
They get to each other. Such good food.
Should have broke out my Ronald McDonald outfit.
Who was the first one of the first Ronald McDonalds nationally?
Was it Willard Elliott?
It was Willard Scott.
Willard Scott.
NBC weather guy, Willard Scott. Yeah. He was actually Bozo in Washington
Willard
as well.
Willard Elliott is a very different person,
yes.
Trust me.
Yep.
Willard Scott, yes.
Have you ever been to that first McDonald's location in
the Springs? No, I've never been out there.
It's pretty cool.
I've never been out there.
Because, I mean, he founded, you know, there was the McDonald brothers in California, in San Bernardino, that he really got the idea from and got the name and all that other good stuff. But he opened that first one in his mind. What was the perfect McDonald's that he wanted to open was opened up in Des Plaines. It's very cool, especially in the summer. They got the 1950s cars pulled up there and stuff. It's cool to walk by and see that.
There have been a couple of McDonald's, what you might call retro McDonald's,
yes.
You know, that have been built recently, but, you know, they fall back on that original design.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Due to lack of funds in 1957, Saturday mail in the U.S. was temporarily halted. We don't have any funds now, so I can't believe it hasn't been fun. It didn't stop 50 years ago, for God's sake. 1961, the Stanley Cup. Chicago Blackhawks beat the Detroit Red Wings 4-2. Next time, of course, was in 2010. In 64, the Ford Mustang was formally introduced, and so on. And here goes our Sunday. Dave, have a great day, my friend.
It goes all too quickly.
It does.
You enjoy your day and have a great week.
We'll do.
And enjoy Mr. Rickles.
I shall do that.
I hope he insults you.
I hope so, too. That's everybody's wish.
That's
exactly
what we want to hear. year.
Yes, we need some ball busting live on the air. Roger Banish, Dave Schwann, thanks to you, our engineers, Aubrey Mumpower, Bob Ferguson, who's down on the floor here right now. And special thanks to our producer, Bennett Wakenight. Have a great Sunday, everybody.